what lady them are doing in LA with the brown bag.
Welcome back to the Brown Bag Podcast, powered by The Watch, our favorite people of all time, especially Jeff, not so so. Episode 132 of the Brown Bag Podcast.
Hey,
yeah.
Ba ba. Because I beef it with fools that wear high top Vans.
Dog. Hey, and dog. It's the blue high top Vans. Wow. It's not even the black high top Vans.
So you guys gotta share this. Look.
Skate highs.
Look at this crime being committed.
He got the tongue out.
Yeah, the tongue out is crazy. Yeah.
That's the most random thing I've ever heard, dog. Yeah, I don't fuck with him because his Vans is high top.
You were high top Vans, you're a criminal.
You got the skate highs.
Who's wearing high top Vans? Jose?
But he's wearing the black ones, right? The black ones, I think, are fine.
That shit don't count. Jose makes them low tops.
No, that Jose is bro, you're like 5 pounds different from him.
That's not true at all.
Jose. Jesus.
Jose, wait, you said Felix? But he's white. He's allowed to do that. But he has
a skull on his head. He doesn't wear socks with those.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn, you have a skull on the side of your van?
That's cute.
That's like some sign.
How old are you, 12?
Sock check.
Do you have the flame ones?
Who's the swaggiest fool from The Watch? Erica.
Yeah, Eric, yeah.
Yeah. It has to be you. You're like, you understand the assignment. Like, all black, white Air Force and a cool hat. Yeah. But you know what? LV, for his age, he's not bad.
I think E is low-key, just respectfully, the ugliest of all of you.
E, don't take it personal. You did nothing wrong.
Yeah, it's not about you.
At all.
It's not about you.
She spilled her coffee and the Fletchings have one prima that like just wants to take everything home.
Look
at our special guest today is
my family. I'm not
Tupperware.
I'm not the one prima. I have a lot of family that needs feed, and I'm thinking like, fuck. Okay, so we do the morning show, right?
Yes.
So we're up really early. Then we do the pod right after. I have to still go home and be mom, and then make dinner. Yeah. So right now I'm thinking like, fuck yeah, I don't have to fucking worry about dinner, dog. Yeah. So this is our dinner.
And you guys should have seen, as soon as the plates got there, she said, can I get some to go? Like, we hadn't even tasted it yet. she said, can I get it to go?
Hey, but you know what? And shout out my boy from the Cajun. Is it the Cajun corner store? I for but one started IG right here. He's fucking.
You were supposed to shout him out.
I know, but he's my guy.
He's my guy. That's
he wasn't supposed to?
No, he was, but I'm saying, like, we need to get his name.
Lo conoce.
No, I do. Okay.
Because you know him, like.
So shout out my boy, Zoner. What is it? Oh, Cajun Corner. Shout out my boy from Cajun Corner. He sells from his pad, which I respect. You feel me? But my boy, Zoner and Redo always eating his shit. I'm like, where'd you get this fire
shit
ass?
Is bomb,
where'd you get
dog.
This fire ass play from? And they're like, hit him up, boy, trying to hook you with a plato.
Yeah.
And then I've been like, we've been like missing each other.
Yeah.
And then I hit him up yesterday, like, hey, fool, we want to try it on the pod.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so he brought us some today, man. So
we ate
this shit. This shout is like IG right here. So make sure y'all go tap in with him. He's based out of the Northeast LA. So you're in that area.
Yeah.
Oh, Vic.
Yep.
You.
Hell yeah.
Hey, I love you guys so much for pointing and doing that, but I don't know if you've noticed the past 100 episodes, whenever you guys point somewhere, nothing gets put on screen.
Oh, you motherfuckers.
Literally nothing gets put on screen.
There's nothing here.
Yeah. You're just pointing at your fucking pants, Vic. And dude, you're just pointing it at the air.
And we're like, yes,
respectfully,
right
like, right yeah.
They haven't been looking that stupid.
Yes,
131
times. You're talking about Crena on the air.
Click the link here. There's nothing there.
But. Shout out to Cajun. Cajun Corner.
Yeah. Cajun Corner.
So the pasta he made is his shrimp pasta
and chicken pasta.
And chicken, yeah. But they're Cajun style.
I tried them both.
The shrimp one, it made my ears hurt from being so spicy.
Yeah.
And it's spicy to him. He's like, I don't call it spicy. It's flavorful because it's Cajun.
Yeah.
And I get it. But to me, I'm just such a wimp. You guys like that one?
I like them both. I like the chicken a little more.
I'm pretty wimped out too, so.
Yeah, it got to me.
Yeah, it got to me.
You have to like just... You can eat all of it, just don't eat it so fast, and it's kind of like.
I think when it comes to chile, that's probably Vic's strongest Mexican.
Yes,
like
that's
attribute.
Your that's whatever the
that's
20%
how you know.
Mexican.
That's
you
how
are.
You know I'm not 100% European.
Yeah.
Okay?
Let's do it.
I'm down.
He will do it.
I'm
him
down.
And Angie, incredible at spicy.
His mic's not on. Can we turn that on? But yeah, Angie's like also really good at spices, which is like Angie just twerked.
Yeah, wow. Angie, you like the shrimp one, huh? Because it was spicy.
Yeah. No, it really comes from...
My mouth is on fire.
It comes from my grandpa telling me that I wasn't a man if I didn't eat the chile. So. Mm.
Okay, so Vic, I have a question for you.
Yes.
This morning in the group chat, you asked if it was spicy because little Vic.
Mm-hmm.
And you are you kind of disappointed that he doesn't like spicy food because that's his salvy
side? No, yeah, it's his salvy side. Yeah. I expect it. I mean, he's my kid. I already know him. He's just yeah. But you know what's funny is that his
mom, eat a fucking bag of hot Cheetos.
No. He does not like anything spicy at all. But his mom, when I first met her, was like, nope, I don't like anything spicy. That's how I like learned that like Mexicans are the only people that eat super spicy shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, and as far as like Latin America.
Yeah.
And then. She was like, no.
All the
like
other anything. Latin American countries are like, what do you mean? Shout out to Peruvians. They like ají.
Oh, Peruvians. Yeah. Okay.
Ají. What the fuck is that?
That's what they call their chile.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Or at least that's what he called it.
Hey, suck my ají.
Suck my ají.
Ají. Ají. Ají.
But yeah, so she didn't used to like it, but now she like eats more spicy food or whatever. But Vic still hasn't came around. You know, it'll happen.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Let it be a challenge. He'll do it. Because that's
true,
his age.
Ooh, yeah.
Hot chip challenge vibe. Yeah. Takis vibe.
How old is little Vic?
He's 10.
Yeah, at 10, I wasn't eating spicy food like that either. So I'm not mad at him, but I get.
Yeah.
But I grew into it knowing that, as a Mexican, like now I've been doing shit like my dad used to do. Like, I make myself a sandwich and with a fucking chile on the side.
Oh, yeah.
But see, I'm still not, like, as developed to where, like, I bite it really fast, and then I bite my sandwich really fast.
Yeah.
So it equals out the flavor. My dad used to bite the whole thing or halfway.
Yeah, and just, like, be munching.
And chill.
Yeah.
And then fucking sip on his coca. And yep. then, like, what the fuck?
It was a whole combo.
So I'm not there yet.
Do you remember him doing it? Or is it something you did and your mom's like, hey, you know your dad would do that?
So, a lot of it was, like, a blur. But there was times when he was, like, in the sober moments for a couple months. Even, like... Sometimes he used to have like a 1 week sober time.
Yeah.
And he used to, my dad is the reason me and my sisters are addicted to eggs. I eat eggs.
To eggs?
Eggs. Yeah.
I'm like, hold on.
You said eggs?
It sounded like you said eggs, but I don't have my headphones.
Oh, eggs. Yeah. So eggs. He was like, he made huevos with everything. Huevos. Rancheros, huevos con frijoles, queso fresco, huevos con salsa verde, like food. He made eggs with everything, so that's something that like, and it's crazy because one of my brother-in-law doesn't like eggs, and I get very offended when he's eating at our house and he doesn't eat eggs.
I don't think I know anyone that doesn't like eggs.
My brother-in-law, Shorty, doesn't like eggs, and he's fucking weird for that.
Oh, what kind of eggs do you not like?
I think I could eat any kind of egg.
Boiled? You guys like boiled eggs?
Yeah, I fuck with boiled eggs. Yeah, I don't mind them.
I don't like them.
Put sal and boom.
I don't like when I have to peel the shell off myself.
Yeah, it's because you're a baby.
I just don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Neither does my 4-year-old.
And then I don't like plain scrambled eggs. If it doesn't have any like weenies or like any type of
like on its
vegetables or it could even be onion, I'll be like, all right. If it's just plain, I'm like, yeah.
I could eat huevos con jamón every morning.
Yeah, actually.
And you know what? I don't eat it with tapatio.
No.
I eat my eggs with ketchup.
I'm not too big a fan of omelets.
You know what?
I would rather a scramble than an omelet.
You know what? I'm with you on that.
Omelets are too big. It's too much egg.
It's weird. Like, give me a pancake at that point.
Why is an omelet this huge?
And keep in mind, that's like an Americanized thing.
Yeah, that's their form.
Denver omelet.
But I'm not a fan of I'm still not a big fan of like huevos rancheros. Like, I don't
need to have mine.
What about?
I'll make some. The other day, I made the crew tallarin verde, which is like spaghetti but green.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
How was it?
See, I love green spaghetti.
Yeah.
I'm not mad. Like, I'm still coming around for chile rellenos.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's so fun.
Like, I'm
still on the casito. Jorge doesn't like chile rellenos either.
Really? I gotta have my grandma make you some. It's fire.
Yeah, and my mom.
We should have a potluck.
We should
have a fucking
potluck. But you have to cook something.
No, I remember I cheated last time. You guys gave me a lecture. I made my mom make me some shit.
Yeah.
but I'm not a fan of omelets. And you know what it is about the omelets? That, like, it makes egg not fun. Like, I can't eat an omelet with a tortilla.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes. It's egg on egg. Yeah. Like, it's too thick.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know my mom eats huevos con cauliflower? She also has like very low iron. So
I've never seen that.
She be making
probably slaps.
That shit. I don't like cauliflower when it like when the smell of it.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like broccoli's cool, but cauliflower is like I'm like.
You know what I found out? Vic can make chilaquiles.
Yeah, they're not hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You make your own salsa?
No. I get the head of this.
Yeah.
But like, I know which ones to use, or el pato, if you want green, if green, green or red. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, wait,
that's like the one thing
for
I
you
could
in the
do.
Morning.
That's like the one thing I can do. And when Vix finally starts eating spicy food, I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna hook you up, bro.
Come here, bro. Come here, son.
Wait. So you cut the tortilla yourself?
I have, yeah.
Or do you buy the totopos?
It depends. Yeah. Like, it's way easier, obviously, to not cut the tortilla, but I can do both.
Okay.
And, so like, either one is, like, it's cool.
Damn.
Make it happen.
Yeah. I can.
What can you cook?
I could make some fire-ass fucking huevos con jamón. I could make a sick-ass cup of noodle.
Damn.
No, you know what?
The most, like, craziest thing you've cooked? Like, literally, like, have you helped with tamales? Have you made, like, carne asada?
I'm fucking done.
What's, like, in Duno's top moments of cooking, what is the thing that you made that
I
was,
I could,
like,
make a mean insert here.
Okay.
Even if you only did it one time.
Yeah.
Like, what you tried your best. Yeah. Like, one, like,
I'm good at making a lot of things. I like a lot of small things into one big ass plato.
Okay.
So I'm good at like combinations. But I'm gonna keep it a buck. I've never cooked rice.
Oh, you're so cute.
Rice is fun.
I've grilled a chuleta before.
That's
the pad.
And that's
snapped,
what I'm saying.
Like it was fire.
I grilled the chuleta. You feel me? I know the exact.
It was grilled.
Yeah, it was grilled. I did it.
I fucking did that. I don't. You know what?
What'd you put on it? Salt and pepper?
I grilled it. It already came kind of marinated.
Oh, okay, good.
And then my mom had a little Tupperware of arroz, and then I whipped it up. You know what I'm saying? And damn. Then I cut myself. You know what? I could make a mean egg sandwich. My egg sandwich
ooh,
would be
okay.
Egg.
Yeah, okay.
My,
everybody
okay,
has that one yeah. thing.
My
yeah.
egg sandwiches are fire. The homie one time was judging the fuck out of me, and he was like, no, I don't want that. So I was like, all right, fuck it, bitch. And then while I was eating it, he came and took a bite, and he's like, hey, fool. Can you make me one? I was like, suck it easy. Because I know exactly how I want it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you get the melted cheese.
You know what? I could cut a mean tomato. A lot of people can't cut tomatoes. Usually they cut it down the...
You're right. They're hard to cut. Yeah, and it has to... It's
you know
a certain
what?
Way.
Donoski knows how to cut a mean avocado, too.
So, okay. So I think you can make guacamole.
Yeah, that's the ingredients.
Oh, you know what? Maybe I could make a firme guac.
That should be like a vlog of yours.
Yeah, but but an egg sandwich, I can make... Duno makes a mean egg sandwich.
I like that.
What about you?
I cook
No, but what's like
the most craziest thing that I remember, like I was like, oh shit, I really did that, was mole from scratch.
Oh, wow.
Because all of that shit is the seeds,
that's not light
the
work.
Fucking
that's not
leaves.
Light work.
No, at all.
Yeah, at all.
Yeah.
But it's my, I'm supposed to know, right?
No, you're not. Like,
women.
Yeah.
It's okay. Like, yeah.
There's a clock in the kitchen. Yeah. Tells you what time it is. Yep.
Cooking time. And that's why I have these Tupperwares.
You're going to have a punch-in?
Yeah. Fuckers.
I saw a TikTok the other day of like some girl, and she's like, the man and our friend, they're like at a cabin trip, and all the guys are eating, and the girls are just all in the kitchen. And then somebody comes and says, bitch, if you don't get your own plate to sit down.
I don't.
Because she was making a TikTok like, uh-huh. and fucking Mexican culture, the man eat first, uh-huh. and all the girls, all the guys were eating, like all the husbands
were
eating.
Yeah, they were at the table.
And all the girls were like serving and shit. And then some girl commented on the TikTok, bitch, if you don't make your own plate to sit down.
That's hilarious.
But I'm like, I don't see it like that, but I do.
You get it.
Like, I ain't gonna lie, for like if I live with a girl and I'm with a girl, and like she's eating like if she had her plato
and not yours,
and she goes sit down and mine wasn't ready, I'm not telling you bring it to me and feed me, but like if my plato's not ready and yours is, I might kick her ass out.
Oh my God.
You're gonna take notes, like you're gonna be like,
I'm gonna be like, all right, bitch, watch.
That's how it is.
Watch when you come back from Sunday brunch, you want some dick.
Oh, so that's what you provide.
But I'm just saying.
So
cool,
you want her to cook it and serve you, probably put it away and wash the dishes.
No. So I'm a mean dishwasher.
Oh, okay, you'll wash the dishes.
I wash the food.
I appreciate that.
I love mopping. I love putting on some good bangers. I don't mind cleaning. I'm a help. But food, like if you make some food, just make sure my plate is
sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's all I ask for.
Yeah. I feel like that's like common sense though. Because yeah. it's like if you No, no, but no, I'm saying if you, they do know. No, I'm not trying to make a joke.
Letty's like, motherfucker.
No, I wasn't trying to make a joke. To a girl, you're a catch, and that's what she's going to give to you.
Yeah, I just...
Because it's like if you know, do know, if you really like him for him, you're going to know, like, he fucking loves to eat good food. And like, why
he
would
likes
you
to
not?
Be babied.
Yeah, exactly. So why would
and
you not?
And babies that? Don't serve themselves.
And I was yes, facts. And I was raised by a very traditional. I mean,
yeah, and that comes with knowing you.
Thank you, Dad and Mom, for not being so traditional.
And I'm just like, so Jorge serves himself.
Whoever cooks usually does the serving.
Oh, okay. Like, I'm not mad. Yeah. See, if I knew how to cook, I'll serve too.
Yeah, like if Jorge cooks, we put it for the boys and for us, even for my dad. And then, like, the other one will probably get the drinks and the utensils.
But let's
be honest.
Kind of,
like, cool.
Hey, but let's be honest. You know everybody's proportion better than anybody else, huh?
Yeah, I know how to...
That's what I'm saying.
That's that mom shit.
That's just a beautiful instinct that a mother has. Mm-hmm. My mom knows exactly how much I fucking want.
I've never even really thought about that.
Last time.
So true. Sometimes I'll be like, we're somewhere, and, like, I get served, and I'm like, which one's mine? Because they're all the same. And I'm like... Do you even know me?
You couldn't tell. Yeah. Everyone knows that, like, my rice to the left and my salad to the right.
Everybody got the same portion.
One time my mom put something she don't like on a plate and something I don't like. And she saw me, like, walk in the kitchen, and I looked at it, and I looked at her, and she's like, está bien, yo me lo como, te va a hacer otro.
Like,
but,
knowing,
but
like.
But she just knew that.
Oh, fucking baby.
Child.
No, but
he just looked there like,
no, like,
what am I supposed to do with this?
But I was like, I'm like in this phase to where, like, I'm trying to try new shit.
Yeah.
And she was like, I saw the plate. She made the first plate. And my mom, no matter whose plate, my mom serves, like, if I'm, this weekend, all my sisters were there. I got served first. It don't fucking matter what happens. I guess I don't care if.
You're going to get a crazy reality check.
I don't care.
When the girl that you love, like, you're in love with, isn't like that.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
No.
And no matter what you say, imagine a grown-ass man. Well, my mom does it like this. Well, you got to do it like how my mom does.
She don't got to do it exactly.
I ain't your mama. Yeah.
But if the bitch...
But her ass is super fat.
Super fat.
And you're just like,
well, bitch, my mom coming over, bitch.
Yeah, she's going to do make our shit.
No, but look, it's funny because I walked in the kitchen and I saw the plate and I was like... And keep in mind, I'm like shirtless, my basketball shirt's on, no socks. I just came back from filming. I was disrespected.
He has the Swaggy P like meme, like confused look on his face.
And I was just like,
you know, I don't like this.
And then she's like, she looked at me, looked at the plate, and she's like, oh, está bien, déjala, yo me la como.
Yeah. Damn.
And then she just served me exactly how I wanted. And it's,
did it hurt you that she made a mistake though? You're like, damn.
No,
are you forgetting about me?
She was trying to make him.
Oh, try something new.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But she saw
No. It was an honest, but she had, I don't know why she had it there, but. Also, she was fucking chismeando on the phone.
Oh.
So it was like a genuine mistake, but I just had to let her know, don't do it ever again. You know what I'm saying? No, but it was funny because, like,
what's funny is she probably sees her cute little, like, she sees her son.
Yeah.
With his shirt off, mi Dani. So to her, it's the cutest thing in the world. Yeah. But then I'm thinking, like, one day you're gonna have a son or a child.
Yeah.
That kid is gonna take over your spot in your mom's heart.
True.
It's not your sister or your nephews, but your kid is who's gonna do that.
Yeah, and it's probably gonna be a son, a little Duno.
A little Duno.
A miniaturized
a little
Duno.
Freaking butterball, just
I'll beat the
right
shit
there.
Out of him.
No, you won't.
Who gets served first at your house, at your grandma's house? Little Vic or you?
Probably me, yeah. Because little Vic is a lot more picky. So a lot of times he'll eat something separate than what we all eat. But yeah, usually it's me. And then, it's like a little hierarchy. I think it's my tio Beto.
Yeah.
That's like my closest uncle.
Mm-hmm.
And he lived at home till like, he was like 30. So him and my grandma are tight.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Like,
he stayed. My dad left at like 18 or 19 because he had me. So he's like, they're locked in.
Is your dad
like,
the oldest?
He's the oldest.
And your tio is the youngest?
He's the second oldest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, which is
younger than him?
My two tias.
Oh, so they're girls.
So they're girls.
Boy.
Yeah, so he's the youngest boy.
So, yeah.
So he was always a little more like chiquiado. Shout out you, tio. I saw.
Hi, tio.
I was there. I saw you get chiquiado. but yeah, so I feel like he gets served first. Then it'll probably be me, then my dad, and then Lil Vic, and then Lil Raymond in there. Like other like cousins and stuff.
Damn. What about in your household, like? Let's keep it a buck. Like, if it's your dad cooking and it's just you and Monica there, who would guess her first?
I'm sorry, and I love my sister, but like she'll say like my dad would only call her to see where I'm at.
Oh yeah, yeah, you did tell her that before.
I'll be like, hi dad, I'm good too. Oh, you Oleti hasn't answered you? Okay, I'll try calling her too. And I live with him, but he'll call my sister that doesn't live with us to see if I've answered.
What about like vice versa with your mom? Like if your mom were to like, let's just say as a kid, like, you guys are in the
house.
I
think my mom's a chiquiada. Like we take care of her. Like we make.
Okay.
Pay it forward to your parents, you guys.
Yeah, one day. Yeah.
Not just Mother's Day.
I mean, I pay her car insurance. That's cool, right?
That's cool.
You feel me? I get it for tickets to concerts. I just expect a good right chilaquila play in the morning. That's all.
And if it's different, you're just gonna look at her like. Huh? Hey,
but that's I. You know
the
what?
The fuck is this?
I felt bad after, but I was just like, it was just a funny shit.
Your
just,
reaction.
Like, I just. And then she just looked at me, and I was like, she's like, "Sorry, for like, but she ate it, and she enjoyed it. Like, my mom's like, it's all right. Like, my mom.
If you're a little white kid, the fuck is this, mom?
Yeah.
Fuck you, huh?
You know I don't like this shit.
Fucking throw it on the floor. Yeah. That's crazy. Never
Make
done that.
Me another.
I've never wasted food. It's a bad thing. Yeah. Either give it away, unless it's podrido, then throw it away.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Today, when the pot drops.
Thursday.
Is Dodgers open day.
Which we're opening up
and let's do this as like a Brown Pride. I think Mr. Cartoon, he did like a whole little thing with them, a collab with them that is being sold at the stadium, like in one of the stores.
Yes.
And it's his writing. And so it's like says Ohtani in the bag. It says Betts. It says Ohtani Betts there.
That's super fire.
Oh my God.
That shit is so fire.
Why isn't Ohtani wearing it?
His son is wearing it.
That's Lefty. That's Mr. Cartoon's Lefty. Son.
Okay, amazing.
So they did a shoot for it.
Oh, but it's an official collab.
It's an official collab. Like, you can get, look, Nike and Dodgers.
Damn, he did like Mr. Cartoon, just white version. Like you know, Huerito, huh? He kind of could look like
knows them.
Yeah.
And then there's...
His daughter's in it, too.
Oh, that's the daughter's Yamamoto.
Damn.
Yeah, so shout out, Mr. Cartoon for putting this together.
That's, you know what gets me mad right now?
What?
That Arias would have looked so nice in this. That piece.
He had one.
They made him one too. Oh.
He's not on the team though, right?
No, he's not on the team anymore.
Well, this is amazing, Mr. Garcia. Yeah,
no, they made a whole collection, and this is just added for the
new season?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think a couple seasons ago they did the all the players, Betts, Urias, I had all them.
Well, we don't care about them. We care about these motherfuckers right here. Yeah.
Shout out Mr. Cartoon for that. And you know shout out to Dodgers.
Yo, this shit's going to go platinum in Japan, bro.
For sure. Because oh, they love
They love Cholo shit.
And, like, lowrider kind of, culture, down culture.
This shit's going to go crazy.
Let's read the caption really quick because you posted and I think it says something of that nature.
During my many trips to Japan over the years, I have witnessed the passion there for lowriding, hip-hop, and American baseball. This time around, working on the Dodgers player name and number shirts for the new signings of Shohei Ohtani and Yoshinobu Yamamoto is dope. Connecting those worlds through an original hand-drawn font and numbers.
That's so amazing.
You know what?
So you could get it at Dodgers Top of the Park.
Oh, okay. That should be packing.
That store be like so packed. But you know what's beautiful about this? That he did a super dope LA Clipper jersey, but we would never wear it. But this one I'm super excited to wear. Like,
yeah,
I
was thinking that too.
I still in my trunk. I have when was it called when he did the collab with Modelo?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like on the can. Mm-hmm. I have that.
Oh, so, that's awesome.
So when I get this, I definitely need one of these right here.
Yep.
Yeah, oh, it's also for sale at Toons Mart. I'm assuming that's probably his website. Our platform too.
I need the Ohtani one. 17 is my favorite number.
That's
is it really?
Mm-hmm. It's my lucky number when I bet, and it's Ohtani. So
that's
well. He also bets.
Yeah.
Hey, that's all you did there.
Okay, what is happening? What are your thoughts? Because we've talked about it on Power, like, but it's opening day. It's opening week. You know, he's separating himself from Ipe, his translator that turned out to be a big gambler, spent $4.5 million of Ohtani's money from his personal bank account that was wired to a bookie, and then now they fired him. But people are speculating, is it really that Ohtani was the guy that bet and Ipe's the fall guy, or is it that Ipe did this behind Ohtani's bank, or is it that Ohtani tried to help him, like, settle a debt? Which was the first story. The first story is Ipe said he gave me that money to help me because I had a gambling problem. And then he came back and said, actually, he never knew, but it's from Otani's bank account. So if he never knew, did you steal it? Yeah. And then other people are speculating, could it be that Otani is the one that bets and this is the fall guy, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. We have to see if we have to ask Otani, like, do you know how to say over and under in English?
The bookie was in California, and yeah, this is, I guess, around Angels time. And mm-hmm, it's crazy that, like, this is happening right before the season. Yeah. It feels like the Angels had this in the tuck.
You know, yeah,
like,
you know,
let's get them now.
As a Dodger fan, mm-hmm, and as how excited I am to have the Japan Babe Ruth of all time, mm-hmm, in our team for the next 10 years,
yeah,
the other motherfucker did it.
Yeah.
It wasn't it. This man would never. This man's a man. He's a Christian man.
Yeah,
the probably. Christian man.
Yep.
Japanese people are very, yeah, proud people.
Yes.
That's right.
Samurai soldiers.
Yes.
Yep.
Warriors. Uh-huh. He would never. The other motherfucker, he did it. Fuck it.
Yeah.
But if the case is that Otani did do it and the other motherfucker is taking the blame, you are a goddess. Because
yeah, a goddess?
Goddess.
You are Yamashiro.
No. Deirdre? Deirdre told me similar. She's like, shout out to Ipe. He's pick one for the team. Literally, he's a hero.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure. We should have a mural of him.
Yeah, he's... Where?
So stupid.
Fucking next to Diaz.
No. Oh. At the Commerce Casino.
Look, okay. My thoughts are like...
In fucking Monterey Park.
Yeah.
Look, I really hope that Shohei had nothing to do with this at all, right? But I mean, if you really think about it, who are the most competitive people? Like, you know, it's the best people in sports, right? Mm-hmm. Michael Jordan famously was a heavy gambler, you know, like, yep, supposedly never gambled on basketball.
The urban legend on him is crazy.
Would always go to the casinos after games, mm-hmm, you know, before games. He would bet on like golf games while he was playing, yep, with his friends and stuff like that. There's a wager on this. So, like, you got to think, he is, like, the best player in baseball. Yeah. You don't get that way by being passive and not being competitive. So, when you're not playing, maybe you place a couple bets through a homie,
like, because you want to win. Like, it's the thrill that you seek. You're seeking that thrill.
But he wants to constantly bet on, like, other sports, right?
Probably, yes. But it's not smart for him to...
Be the
admit
one
to that,
it. Yeah,
or be through him,
yeah,
because it's a very slippery slope. They say if he bet on basketball, what makes you think he wouldn't bet on baseball?
Mm-hmm. I see
there is
saying.
Like an MLB rule about it, and I believe I read it. I don't know.
It's as a professional athlete, it's never a good idea to gamble on any sports.
Yeah,
there's a player in the NFL that got suspended for a whole season for placing bets on other NFL teams.
Yeah,
you're just too close to it.
Yeah.
You're an insider. You know too much.
The policy by MLB says any player, umpire, club, or league official or employee is prohibited from betting on any baseball game, even if the bettor is not connected with the contest. The punishment is a year suspension. Oh, what if that fool comes back after a year?
So Pete Rose.
That's what I'm saying.
So Pete Rose, he's a famous, legendary baseball player. He was one of probably the best hitter of all time, right? Like. He got like 4,000 hits, which is like unheard of. Nobody's done it since. And
well, who did he play for? And
the Cincinnati Reds back in the 70s.
Okay.
So he was an incredible player, and he was a manager, and he was a player coach back in the day.
So okay,
he was managing and he was hitting at the same time, right? And he got caught betting on other games. Never on his team or on the team they were playing or whatever. Never on his games. But he would bet on other baseball games. And he got banned for life.
Well, you know what
so
it is like?
Baseball takes that shit very, very seriously.
It's because with baseball, it's like, it's a little more, I mean, I'm pretty sure with any, like,
yeah.
I think when you have such a, like, a control of like, where to do it, like, a pitcher, like, you could tell a pitcher, I'm going to give you $5 million if you throw this game.
Yeah.
And it's one of the things that, like, in baseball, pitchers, I mean, it's been unheard of stories, and there's probably more that's happened than they've been caught. But it's like a pitcher can have a bad game on purpose.
Technically,
I'm not saying it can
throw it right over the plate.
Yeah, and I'm not saying it can happen in basketball. Mm-hmm. And in soccer, it's a little more harder.
Yeah.
But in baseball, literally a pitcher could fucking throw 30 million balls on purpose.
Yeah.
A batter could damn near not hit the ball on purpose.
Yeah.
So it's always been known that in the MLB, they're super strict on it because it technically takes the, like, it's fucking too easily done.
Yeah, the 1919 White Sox were all, like, banned because they threw a World Series game. And they all, like, all the players, like, trying to be erased from history. Like, the Field of Dreams, that's what that's based on. Yeah, the field.
They will come.
Yes. So those were all the players that got banned and they were never able to like play baseball ever again.
I need to
Shoeless Joe again. Jackson, all them. Because baseball is like gambling. I bet you they're fucking freaking out right now because this is the best player in baseball.
The
and
Dodgers.
There's a little gambling, like it's slightly, you know, chance that he was gambling. Like they're fucking freaked out.
Yeah.
But my thing is like, let's say this for dead dude and his homie's like, hey, dog, you're our way out of. Like, I mean, you've made a career. Like, you're amazing. Look, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to take far. But you better take care of me, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And if that's the case.
Yeah.
Ohtani, you motherfucker. Don't slip up. And the Angels, you pieces of shit. So I know you guys did this. Dog.
Oh, God, you did. Somebody did this.
Nathan, you're right. It's either the Angels or a stupid fucking Astro fan, you pieces of shit.
Oh, yeah.
The Angels, because they would have known, and they kept it the whole time, because there's another lie going around, supposedly, that they did, the translator, that when he signed on as an interpreter for the Angels, he said he went to UC Riverside, and he really didn't.
Yeah.
UC Riverside's like, we have no documentation or of him, that guy coming to the
damn
school.
They're like,
that's
Mike
what he
Ross
put in his resume.
If it's like Mike Ross and Sue.
So is he even translating? Like,
yeah.
Like, what are your credentials?
What if Ohtani was like,
he's saying something completely different?
I'm way better than Kershaw. Fuck yeah. That guy. Yeah. And he's like, he loves Kershaw.
Yeah, bet on black.
Bet on
he said that.
You
that's
know what?
Crazy.
And this is like, fuck, we can't catch a fucking break in LA, dog.
Yeah.
My thing is, Shohei, just stay in the house.
Yeah.
Go eat.
What's your Japanese wife?
What's your Japanese wife? Remember, do it.
I have a very, what'd he say?
I have a very average Japanese wife, but she's like a baller.
She's
like
a basketball
she plays
player?
Professional basketball in Japan.
Crazy.
For called her average?
Yeah.
Yeah. He could, I don't know. He just tried to like be like, oh, she's like.
Or maybe it was translated wrong.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe he was too busy fucking
Ipe was.
Making a parlay.
I like your hat a lot, Vic.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I don't think I haven't worn it.
Yeah, but I just looked at it. I was like,
but it's Coliseum.
I wore it on purpose because it's the, you know, Dodgers opening day. So, yeah.
Oh, that's why I wore this hat on purpose, too, in the shirt.
Los Angeles. I was, you know what's funny? I was going to wear that shirt, but I couldn't find it. shout out to Sworn. Mm-hmm. They got us.
Yeah, I'm working with Sworn.
Yeah, so this hat is, it's Los Angeles. It doesn't even say Dodgers on it. So this is like right when the Dodgers arrived to L.A. and they played at the Coliseum. So. It's just like super.
That's throwback. A beautiful hat.
Yeah, thank you.
You got that from Hat Club?
I believe. Shout out to Hat Club. I believe I got this from Cap City.
Okay.
Shout out to Cap City.
That shit is nice.
Yeah.
But I ain't gonna lie. I thought it was some Clipper shit, but I looked at the patch.
Yeah. Now that I was like, okay, it's like Major League Baseball.
And then it does make sense. It's Coliseum.
Yeah.
And we used to embrace the red way more back in the day with the Dodger jerseys.
With our colors.
The red used to be super bright with the blue.
Exactly.
Which I still love that jersey colorway.
Oh, for sure.
Like the super bright red with the blue. That shit was fire.
Yeah.
Who do you guys think? I mean, obviously Ohtani is gonna be like his fucking bobblehead day is gonna be crazy.
Incredible.
But what other day you think is gonna be the crazier Dodger?
I think it's gonna be so fucking hard to get tickets this season.
Yeah. You know what's gonna be a trip? Japanese Heritage Night.
Oh,
that is gonna be
I wanna go to that shit.
Yeah, that's gonna be insane.
Well, if you're driving through Koreatown. Obviously, it's Koreatown, but the bars in Koreatown, like especially the all Asian bars, like Japanese, and obviously again it's Koreatown, but there's Japanese.
Yes,
it's already booming. Like they already have his photos. Like
Day.
Isn't his mural up? Isn't that Little Tokyo?
Yeah. Isn't Little Tokyo? Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is like at the Barcade?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fire!
In front of Angel City.
Yes.
Oh, I know exactly where. So if Little Tokyo is going to be the place to watch Dodger games this year.
Yeah.
And for the next 10 years. But I think Hello Kitty Night is. I think Hello Kitty Night.
Oh, because that's also a Japanese.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hello Kitty Night is going to be
Hello
crazy.
Hello Kitty Night.
Yeah. Salve Night. I'm going to be waiting.
I'm telling you, get those cacahuates, dog. Get those, the Japanese is there, dog. Like, instead of Cracker Jacks or whatever, sell those shit. It's fucking on and popping.
You know what?
Let me see Ohtani just holding one. That's it. It's over.
You know what? We should have a meeting with the Dodgers, pitch our ideas as Angelinos.
I think. I agree.
But Letty, that has to be one of them.
It needs to be like the Ohtani pack.
For if we sell, the one beer, the all gray one, what's it called?
Sapporo?
Sapporo. They said Sapporo? Yeah. with some fucking cacahuatenas with tapatio limón.
Damn.
And you know what? Sell it for $30. We'll buy that shit.
Yeah, we will. Don't they have like a, is it on Mangoñada? Sometimes they put the
yes,
the
no,
cacahuates?
Yeah, no, yeah. No, no, no. They put them on the
they need to do that.
With the cueritos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wait, aren't they doing that though? I heard Tostitos was doing something at Dodger Stadium.
Oh,
I think so, but for that, it's the botanas con los cueros.
Yeah, the cueritos.
Oh my God.
Hey, are you a fan of cueritos?
I've ate them. I'm not mad at them.
I'm not too much of a fan.
I'm not mad at them.
Well, Otani, we wish you nothing but luck.
Yeah, and shout out to the Dodgers.
Damn.
I bet it's going to be a great season.
Welcome to Sombra Sala.
Yeah, welcome to Sombra Sala. And I need to kick it off with Lenny Tavares' ass. He's a reggaetonero, Leti.
Okay.
But I wanted to show this one because I don't know why. I'm like, this is something Duno does. Get ass shots.
Okay, let's be specific.
You do? She's not lying.
You're saying he's not natural?
Okay.
No, so
let's be specific on what he does. On what he's doing. Okay, Lenny Tavares is Lenny Tavares, a reggaetonero.
What song does he have that like we would know?
Yeah, I'm not too familiar.
I'm not too familiar
with probably will know when she plays it. Maybe.
I'm not too familiar with the Lenny Tavares, just like how
but you are familiar with the ass shots.
Well, you know,
I'm familiar with specific ass shots, not the ones.
Specific ass shots. Not the ones that we're thinking. The specific ass shots you're familiar with.
I'm familiar with the ones that give you vitamins.
Yes. I think they both would give you, they all give you vitamins.
No, you could get it in your arm too.
No, one of them just gets you a bigger bag now.
Which one gives you the bigger bag?
The one that the one every girl goes to go get. And
every girl?
Most
girls.
I don't have it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, why is he like...
I don't know why he thought it'd be a good, video to post.
Oh, okay, I was like, why did he do it? But it's because, he tagged him.
He tagged him, which I get it. But again, like you said, you can get that B12 shot in your arm.
Yeah.
But he was okay with getting it on the ass and filming it and posting it on his Instagram.
It hits faster, right, Duno? On the butt?
We're talking about B12 shots.
B12 shots. Yeah. They usually recommend it for you to get it in the butt.
Why?
Because I don't know. I'm not.
I remember. Because it'll be more sore on your arm. Yeah. And you need your arm. Whereas on the butt, you don't need your booty like that.
But I think when it comes to shots in my butt, I usually just let my mom do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just because I'm more comfortable with her.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Not a stranger.
I mean, if it's like a doctor, and he has to.
IMED has never done that.
IMED has never put the no. They did MR.
Okay.
They did MR.
Yeah. Shout out IMED.
Shout out IMED. You guys got to pull up over there.
I need to go. Yeah.
But I'm telling you guys. But see, even like when my mom does it, so she's not a fucking professional. So there's one time I fucking she missed my shit and I had a fucking bruise on my ass for a week. It happened. Oh. I'm like, you fucking old ass lady, you gotta stop doing this shit.
These things like a knuckle.
It just hurt for like a while. And she's like, and then she was like
it just felt like a bruise for a long time. Like it would be uncomfortable to sit.
Like what a dick.
Yeah. Angie, why do you say it happens? It's happened.
Oh no, because I haven't gotten it, but my mom does get them. And then my tia is usually the one. She's not licensed or anything, you know?
Well, don't say that.
But it's the same thing. But she didn't know how to do, she didn't do it correctly that one time.
Oh, no.
Same thing happened. Like the bolota stayed in her butt and my mom got bad.
No way.
She had to go to the doctors and they told her you have to massage it.
No way.
Oh, no, mine's. Oh. Well, obviously, probably your mom's a lot older than me.
Yes, she's.
But so it's perfect. But mine's, it was just like a little, it just hurt a little bit. But you know what's the good thing about the new generation of Latinos and Latinas that we have all of my cousins are somehow doing some type of nursing and medical bullshit.
That can help.
True.
And then so now they're the ones doing it. But my mom was like the block nurse for a while right there where I grew up on Douglas. Randomly I'll see the homie's grandpa and they're like, hola amigo. I'm like, he in there with my mom, but he was getting the ass. So, you know, older people need him a lot.
Yeah.
It's a trip when for whatever reason, one person kind of elects themselves as the caregiver of the block or the family. Sometimes if the girls need a haircut, she'll cut their hair, their bangs.
What?
I don't know. My grandma just did that all the time. She took it upon herself you need a shot. I'm gonna give it to you. I have everything. And I'm just like, how do you have everything? You clean houses. you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know.
And then she would cut my sister's hair.
That's the beautiful thing about crossing the border. Not that we're crossing anything super duper illegal, but what I'm saying is
I don't want to hear this.
My aunt came from El DF, uh-huh. And we took her some vitamins from over here.
Uh-huh.
Literally from the U.S. for them to give over there. It's essentially how we do it with clothes. My mom used to every 6 months used to be like, well, don't you want anymore?
Yeah.
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 I'm like, lady, I might want this shit in a month, but she was just taking shit.
Yeah. Yep.
Recently, she just came and texted a gang of shit at my house.
Did you miss it though? Did you miss it?
Still?
No, because now I have a lot of clothes that it sits.
Yes.
And my mom's just like, oh.
I got it.
And she's taxing.
So where does it go? I want to see like everybody dressed down in do nowhere.
Well, you know what?
The land of do no.
Well, you know what?
His pro club collab.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It goes like drugs. Like it goes from like half to half, city to city.
Yeah.
And then it ends up with some dude. And then they put 30 million tapes because when they put the more tape they put, the less is likely for the people that get the box over there.
Because
you know, people do text clothes.
Yeah.
The important shit. Like my mom, one time she sent like a cadena. She stashed it in between like 30 pairs of socks,
uh-huh.
a pair of sweaters that went, like it was just odd. But he didn't have to post that.
No, that's what I was saying.
But I get it. I get it. Free promo, you know what I'm
saying?
Right.
Yeah.
But like, how much money did he save? You know what I'm saying? Because
like
it's like, because it's like really like.
B12 shots are not expensive.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I understand, you know, somebody like, let's say shout out to Speedy Tinted Windows. Like, if they tint your windows, you know, you got to post them a couple times. I totally understand that. Mm-hmm. Then you got to mention them on the podcast.
It costs a lot.
You know what I'm saying? And they do a great job and they're really fast and they let you borrow their slingshot.
Yeah.
But they do more than tint. They will fool. Is this part of your contract when you would have?
No.
Yeah, probably.
What are you talking about? Cole Brown bag. I got the.
But, check out.
Hey, but also, they fixed his window and tinted it.
Nice.
Yeah. It's all in a speedy.
No.
Oh. Good job.
Yeah, same day service.
Same day service.
Ooh,
wow. And I got to pick up my son in a slingshot today. I was cool there.
In what city?
Oh, you did.
In the city of Bellflower.
There we go.
They're also the ones with the mural. Mm-hmm. If you guys remember the mural of like.
Made
the one.
They were trying to take it down.
Oh.
Yeah, shout out to them. They're big fans of the pod, so.
Shout out to them.
Yeah.
Damn, I gotta start going with them.
But yeah, I mean, like, shout out to them because getting your windows tinted is expensive, especially on my type of car. It has hella. I'm not trying to keep going.
Once I get my car back from the shop, I'm going straight there, and then there's gonna be more commercials.
Hey, what was I gonna say? Do you think this is probably like a close family member's business?
That's possible.
That's possible because.
Yeah, I would rep it hard like that.
But to the point where you're going to show your butt.
No.
Your ass.
I don't think any family members
do that.
I feel like maybe he thought he was sexy.
You never know. Maybe the reggaeton world's a little different. Like maybe that's sexy. Like in our world, it's like that's kind of nah. You know? But over there, they're like maybe some girls are like, oh, mira ese papi. Blah, blah, blah.
It's like when like the game posts. Mm-hmm. He'll post like or like
oh yeah, the old poster he used to like post in his underwear.
Yeah, like they do their own thirst traps.
Yeah,
so to him that's a thirst trap.
Maybe that's what's gonna
and
get
he
him
does
the,
it for himself.
The
followers up.
Exactly.
But I feel like as a Latino, that's such an intimate moment.
No, I just thought I'm like, why?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, not my thing. But
yeah, I feel like a Latino has a bonding moment. Like I'll scream at my mom mid shot, but then like after we'll just have a because it hurt because she fucking missed
it's like
it.
It's a,
yeah,
like,
but if it was Teresa's spa, then you would
post
it.
Look,
I probably wouldn't post my ass, but I'd be like, mom, you give it in my arm. I'll be sore for my mom's business.
Oh, I can't. Wait
I feel like it's an intimate moment. Like to Duno's point, like. Even if nobody's home, I'm gonna still close the door. Like, nobody better bust in here and see my ass out. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like,
my mom usually does close the door when I'm coming with you.
Exactly. So you're telling me you've never gotten an ass shot or a B12?
No, never.
Get the fuck out.
Come on.
Bible.
You didn't get one at the pod?
I didn't know. I just got my back cracked. That's it.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I have a question.
A power and a hotel.
I have a question. What does the B12 do?
So it has a
like. Why do you do it so much?
I don't do it so much. I haven't done it. No. When I go to Aymer, shout out Aymer. I do like some shit with my sciatica.
I want to get
facial like,
there.
They have like a decompression shit that has really been helping like my whole left side not be numb and shit, which is like good shit. But
so you go for treatment.
Yeah, that's what
you go for.
Yeah, but the B12 shot, I have gone for the last time I got a B12 shot was like maybe like 4 months ago.
Okay.
Maybe like 6 months ago, but it's good like. For the cruda sometimes, but it gives you vitamin. Like,
I just think it's vitamin.
Like you need that, Angie.
So my mom's
getting sick, homie.
Yeah, you need that shit. Yeah. Your immune system is whack.
Yeah.
It's okay. Not.
You need that. For you need to do that, any cauliflower.
It is. I'm not talking shit. I'm saying, like, you know?
Shut up. Yeah, you are.
No,
for my mom. For my mom.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think let's just go real quick into explain this because this all fits together, especially just because we just caught Duno in a lie. Okay, so Duno, it's time for you to explain this. I know you said you go to iMed for cracking your back or like the sciatica.
I do a couple of things. I got in a facial there before too.
Oh, how convenient.
I'm supposed to be getting facials. I reposted the thing. Okay. But I usually go for the decompression in the back crack.
The decompression.
The decompression.
It makes you feel bomb after you, or you're hurting.
No, because it like it essentially like extends like your back. Like, you know how you guys sit a lot? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you guys are always like this or like this. Yeah. So that shit, right? No cap. I'll be getting up and I'll be like, damn.
Oh, I need that.
I feel spread out, Paul.
Wow.
Hey, my boy.
Super cute.
I mean, napping.
Wrong answers only. What is Duno doing?
taking a mud bath.
Yeah,
for sure.
Damn, you know what mud bath remind me of?
That's when he said, hey, a red light never stopped nobody.
That's brown. That'll be a brown light.
Yeah, hey, that still happens on the period.
This is when he reenacted the scene from Nasty Boy on his favorite album by Biggie. She wanted me to shit on my stomach.
Well, that's when there was no toilet paper in the bathroom.
That's crazy.
Actually,
you know what? I got the facial because of Angie. Angie, I saw Angie do it.
This is Duno bleaching his skin.
Is me going back to the whitey mode?
Yes.
it's the yellow emoji now.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I saw Angie do the facial and I was like, oh, I'm tired with the hunger. Shut up, Brit.
That's so cute.
That's dope.
I was there for like 2 hours.
They're gonna like, but like, no matter what you do, they're gonna take pictures of you and shit, huh?
Yeah.
That's
the price you pay.
But it's cool because they show me hella love and they've really been fixing my shit.
And like, did you feel better with like your face and
Oh, hell yeah.
How rejuvenated?
Bro, like, at least me, like, I'm not in the, like, I have older homies that, like, they have a whole face. Like, I just don't have that at the moment. Like, I'm not, I don't wake up every day and, like, have certain products.
A face routine.
And that's just something that, like, as men, I feel like we never, it was, like, kind of weird to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
I feel like for real made it, like, relevant.
Well, now, but even then, it's like also like who's gonna put you on to that?
Yeah,
like, hey, homie, what's your face routine? Like, we don't do shit like that.
You know what I'm saying? But also, it's like one of those things to
barbers,
where, like,
no.
No, but like, but
it depends.
Like,
it depends.
Depor would do like he'd be like, oh, you have dead skin. He'll like get like in between and shit. Yeah. But what I'm saying is like I feel like a Jorge, like he probably did it before, but you probably put him on. Different type of product, like hey, fool, look.
Yeah, your girl will really put you. Oh, that's some real shit. That like your girl will really put you on. Like if you have a girl for like more than like 2-3 months, like I don't know what that's like, but like I would imagine.
You need to date an Ulta girl or a Sephora girl.
Yeah, and they'll put me on.
Yeah, fool, stop dating runners, fool.
I know.
Any skin laundry?
Give you blisters in your heart.
Any skin laundryist? Any girls like that in the facial realm? Yeah, get my guy up.
Was that the word laundryist?
No, because skin laundry is another spot.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, shit, okay. So what I'm saying, like, I mean, you and Marcus don't live together. You still live with the village. But, like, when you do move in, you're probably going to, like,
you look like you're from the village right there.
I was kicking it with Angie.
Wait.
Before rain dance.
I was not kicking it with me. I was not there with Duno shirtless.
But no. Lenny was. I was that's just... to say, Lenny was in the other table.
Yeah, Lenny was getting
cash shots. Shout out everybody getting that shot.
It's okay. No, but you said you got the facial because me?
Yeah, well, I saw you do it.
You influenced him.
Wow. You're an influencer.
Yeah.
Damn, NG.
Yeah, my boy.
What is this face mask called?
Actually, there's some shit that... So I think at the Grammys, at the Grammys, they gave away like
boxes?
A goodie bag.
A goodie bag and one of the main spot or something like that.
Yeah.
And the homegirl Brit was like, can I try it on
you? Oh, let me try the mask.
Yeah, and it was good.
Got it.
Shout out her.
I need to try that. I'm gonna go down there.
Is that an Illuminati mask?
I know.
I've been putting everybody
in. They're turning you into a Grammy there.
I put Letty in a group chat.
Oh, me too?
Yeah, I'm gonna go on Wednesday.
Fool, you met them at our live show at the
Wilton. I know, I just don't have their number.
Oh, yeah. Well, they have an IG.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
We love you, Angie. Come on,
health is wealth.
But I think we all should do bike riding.
Yeah, good luck.
Should do it. Bike riding or roller skating?
But at the beach, though.
At the beach.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't want to bike ride like just on the street.
The renting is really, for both of us, it's $20. Like,
we could roll.
They do scooters, they have electric bikes. But I think just us on the beach, it'd be tight.
I flipped on a scooter in...
I fell on the bike, so...
Yeah, I look so stupid. Like,
you fell?
Santa Monica.
Yeah, but it's because the brake... You have to learn the bike.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to get a bike. Shout out Poseidon. They were like, hey, do you want a bike? And I was like,
That's fire.
Yeah, if when you live in a really nice neighborhood, just go bike riding. Put a helmet on.
Well, I go running a lot. My fucking run game is on...
What's your mile at, buddy?
My what?
Your mile.
Oh, it's not too great, but I get it done. It's like, I think the best that I've done is an 11 minute.
Which is really good. That's still really good.
What is fucking like 8-9 minute? Oh yeah, miles.
Hey, you know what? Me and the homies were clowning. Shout out Josh. If you guys know Josh, he used to work with us at Brown Bag.
I love you, Josh.
Conspiracy Josh.
And I was like, there's no way Jorge did better than Josh.
Yeah, Jorge's really good.
Wow. That food.
It's because he gets like focused. He gets almost obsessed.
Mm-hmm.
And because now he's gonna do a marathon in Mexico in August.
Yeah.
He wants you to do a marathon with him?
Yeah.
I like how Jorge puts like an extra kind of like incentive and like meaning behind
mm-hmm,
things.
To himself.
Like,
yeah.
I get why he wants to run in Mexico City. That's mm-hmm. like where, was he born there?
Yeah.
See, like that type of shit is like, there's always like a storyline with it.
Yeah, meaningful to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fire.
Luis Jorgito, like he took him to Rose Bowl and they ran the 3 miles now because now Jorgito wants to be like dad.
And he's going to be like a little fit kid.
I can't wait for his little
six-pack.
He's going
to be a jock.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Luisito's at home with his, like, you know how the kids sleep with their butt up in the air? Like, asleep on the, that's what Luisito's like, yeah, y'all good, that's cool. He's a homebody. I have the complete different extremes.
That's cool because one of them's you're going to have to like, there's like pros and cons to it, right? And obviously we'll get back to the other thing, which is amazing. And by the way, I swiped up on the story like, hey, fool, good shit, if I keep doing it. He's like, hey, bro, you got to run it with me next year.
Yeah.
I left him on red.
And I know, I was like, I love you, fool, but you got me fucked up. Not running this shit with you.
Yeah.
But he said it is an experience for an Angelina.
Oh, he had a great analogy or however, like the comparison. He's like, doing the marathon is like going like on, it's a small world, but all of LA. Because you run through all like Chinatown, like
Dodger
Koreatown.
Stadium,
but
Hollywood.
But you run through all the places that each have their own culture.
Yeah.
And so you're like in it's a small world, but LA version. Yeah. And I'm like, that's so tight.
And shout out to the people that.
You know what I'm saying? Like that makes me like, oh, I get it.
I get what you're saying. Yeah. Shout out to the people in for Echo Park that had the tamborazo out.
Yes.
That's
every area has their own thing that they're showing out as you run.
I need to get rid of my hate for running because that actually sounds cool, but knowing me, I'm gonna be like, oh fuck, I'm brilliant, Chinatown, god fucking damn, what the fuck. I'm gonna just be mad at where I'm at.
Was downtown because of all the hills, like
it's cause
I want to be able to admire it, so I need to like get real good running so I don't hate where I'm at.
That's because the thing is like, you're telling me I have to walk or like run from Dodger fucking Stadium to Santa Monica?
It sounds insane, like on the surface.
Yeah.
From Dodger Stadium to...
Yeah.
What's the path?
You don't do it anywhere. I told Jorge, I was like, you guys did the new route. They don't go from up there to the beach anymore. They actually make a turn and they go...
The Century City. It stays in Century City.
So where do they go? Beverly?
So from where
to
where?
I guess, but they don't go to the beach anywhere. Usually, well, like how it was is like you go from the top and then you end up at the beach because people would run into the water. But now they don't. They make a huge turn, which is super upsetting because people are saying now that it kind of makes you feel a little bit weird because now you make this turn and you're practically running the route twice.
The same. Well, it's kind of different. And I get where it actually makes sense. So the mile 19 was like the cheer mile, right? And it loops around so that the end is similar. So like, let's say I go to cheer him on. I'm at mile 19, but I'm also at the end. So then I, like your fans, your friends, your family that go to cheer you on, they're not hitting two different places to find you. It's kind of like they pass mile 19, right? And they're right here. And then they come around and then now they're at the end.
It's not too bad.
It's not too bad. And it's good for the family because they're also going to have to look for parking and do two different areas. And there's going to be hella fucking blockades and all of that.
Yeah, and then they probably did it for convenience more, right? Did you like have to massage his feet right when he got?
He was good. He was like, he was a little bit sore, but he was good for the most part.
Yeah.
How many oranges did he eat?
Oh yeah, they said to eat the oranges.
Yeah, I seen people like eat oranges.
They have little stations where they give you.
Did he throw it in your face like the fact that he like ran a mile? Like he was
like a marathon.
Can you get the remote? I just ran a marathon.
Well, see, the thing is unfortunate, and I feel bad is that I got hit.
Oh, yeah.
That same time. Like, I got hit while I was going to the marathon. So we had to figure out the car situation while like that. And I felt really bad because I had to go back home. Meanwhile, you like, you want to celebrate him.
Of course. Korean barbecue.
So we went back home and then he went with Jorgito to go celebrate with like Black Sam and all of them. But I was already fucking flustered over getting hit.
Yeah.
The car getting hit.
Yeah.
But shout out to, he deserves all the celebration.
Yeah, that's just shit.
Get a foot rub that day for sure.
That's it.
And then doing it for Nip.
Yeah.
You know, like literally Black Sam hadn't trained at all. He just showed up day of.
No way.
Yes, day of, and he finished it.
Oh,
fucking
shit.
Fucking finished it, dog.
Wow.
Yeah, because, like, talking to Jorge, he's like, dude, he's like, I already know I didn't train. If I'm going to run and fuck myself up, it's going to be on the same day. On the day of the marathon, not like, on like the week before, or, like a little run before. It's like, no, I'm gonna do that shit on the fucking day of the marathon.
Damn, that's crazy. I didn't know Black Sam ran it.
Yeah, he
that's
did.
Fire.
I wonder how long it would take me. How long did it take Black Sam? I saw some people did it like in 8 to 9 hours.
Yeah. Cause I know that Jorge finished in 4 hours. We went home and then he went back and still caught Sam finishing.
So. Aren't like Ethiopians and Eritreans known for running?
They're just amazing.
Yeah. So he just fucking woke up and just ran a marathon? Like,
you know, I'm gonna just do it, which is crazy.
That's fucking sick. Yeah. Shout out Black Sam.
Shout out Black Sam.
He's
you know what I'm going to do today? I think I'm going to go run a marathon.
Meanwhile, Jorge had to train
yeah.
for like a year.
Yeah. He did it though.
Oh, man.
Dog.
I think we should do it at least like a 5K. That's 3 miles.
Oh yeah, I'm with that.
But we need like a big ass cheering section, or else I'm not gonna do it.
That's like around the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, no, I'm cool with yeah.
If I cross and there's like 3 people there, I'm be so fucking mad.
I just feel like it's so fucking boring. Like I could like
it's not though.
But you know what? I know, but look, Irish. If you want to know why I respect it, because that's how people see swimming. Like you're just going to labs.
But I could do it forever.
So I'm like,
you know what we should do?
A triathlon?
We said this.
No, not that. Oh, we did say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, no, but I was just thinking, okay, let's do like a 5K. But like, you know, like you said, it's boring. Like, we got to liven it up. Like, we should invite like the girls from Sam's, the girls from the holidays. Like, as we run.
Yeah, what is not going?
Celebration. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're just, like, as we're running, that's motivation right there. You, whenever you're at the gym and you see a baddie next to you, what do you do?
Yeah.
You go harder.
Yeah.
Right, right.
That won't be boring. Right. That'd be fun.
My pump goes hard.
Just an idea. I don't know.
You guys can do, what'd you say?
I was like, my pump goes harder, so does my cack. let's just get the fact out right now. That was totally a joke. I don't just get random boners at the gym.
Has it ever happened?
No, that's creepy.
Yeah, no.
No.
It's not a place for that.
Fuck, I haven't looked at some ass for sure. Like, damn, she got a
But you just have to glance, really.
Yeah, but I don't. Quick.
Mental picture?
Yeah, that's it. Because you don't want
to
be.
But also, like, if I'm, like, doing leg day and she's going to the machine right next to me and she just passed by with a fucking trunk in her butt, you feel me? Like, she got the real ass shots, you know what I'm saying? But shout out all the girls that be going, like, shout out the girls that, like, because I know how I be seeing the TikToks where they feel uncomfortable. And I be like, because I have seen motherfuckers be weird.
Oh, them working out in the
I've seen motherfuckers, like, I'm like, hey, dog, you can't do that, bro.
They're not even wearing gym clothes.
I'm like, fool, she got, like, 3X sweats on. But shout out all the women, you know what I'm saying, doing their shit.
I guess it's a thing, but, like, I guess with guys at the gym, because they're working out, they have a lot of testosterone at that time. And it just causes them to just be more, like, dude.
Oh.
Yes. So it's like a little bit of a mixture of like they're pumping iron at the gym and then it's like their testosterone levels are up. So.
No, don't get me wrong. Like if there's a baddie, I'll look at her like, oh, she's a baddie. You know what I'm saying? But what's funny is that does happen to me and my homies, but it's more like in a playful way. Like me and the homies just start talking shit. Like it becomes like a roast session at some point. Like fools complaining about their baby mamas and shit like that. So they be litty.
Yeah.
Yeah, then for the other day, the homies went on a rant about their baby mamas. All three of them, I was like, hey, what the fuck is going on right here, dog?
They probably need it.
I'm not trying to hear this bullshit.
Do you give them advice?
I'm a terrible advice because I don't have a kid and I've never loved somebody like they have. So, like, the other day, the homie was complaining. I'm like, man, just leave her, dog. Fuck it. Live life, perro.
He's like, that homie.
And then the other homie was like, look, fool, you know, maybe just, you feel me? Maybe try this, fool. Like, maybe, you know, fuck it, once a week, make it about you guys. And I'm like, dog, why you gonna do that, fool? You deserve happiness, perro.
Duno's like, you don't fucking need her, dog. Like, you're busy. You got a podcast. Da, da. He's just like, oh, no, that's me.
Yeah, like and they'd be like,
maybe they do need her, dog.
And this happens a lot with certain conversations, right? Like, the other day, we're all drunk, and all the homies do construction, like hard labor. and they're like comparing each other's pain in their bodies. Yeah. And, like the certain things. And I'm just in the gut and I'm like, yeah, that's what's up, dog. Like, damn. Maybe buy a back brace or something.
Damn.
But these fools are like, they're just drunk, fool. But they don't like, fool, I'm sitting there like, oh my God. Like, I don't have nothing to like.
To relate with them?
The homie's like, fool, my back, dog. I'm, yeah. You feel me? And then the homie's like, I get that pain too. And then these fools are just, and I'm just like, oh, that's, fool, the other.
Duno's like, sometimes I sit down too long. And then like, I got to go to this eye med. Like, and they like, you know, they make it better, you know. But like, I don't pay anything, but it's fine, you know. Like,
but it was just funny that they were having it. But yeah, that happens with the baby mama vibes.
Yeah.
I'm just like, dog, I don't know what to tell you.
Maybe you should just be there to listen then.
Yeah. Or just have a kid so I can relate.
I definitely listen. You know what? You know what? I feel like it's time.
To have a kid?
Fool, because all my homies' kids are growing up together.
Yeah.
I get you.
Like, all their kids are fucking hanging out.
So you know
like,
what that means? Whenever you have a kid, your kid is the one going to be the one they fuck with.
Yeah. They're going to be the little one.
He's
going to
be the smallest one.
Yeah.
Like, kick him around. They're going to be kickball with the kid.
Have to fuck up their dads. Nah, but I'm feeling like, oh, I was going to ask you guys this. Who is allowed to regañar your kid?
I don't know that that's like I feel like, no, I don't want to say everyone, but I
yeah, yeah, like, yeah. Like who's allowed to regañar your kid?
His mom and
no. Obviously the parent,
yeah,
and the abuelitas, but yeah. Like friend wise in your friend groups,
oh.
Who's allowed to regañar your kids?
Not friends.
Yeah, probably no one.
Not friends.
Yeah, I would let you guys regañar my kid. My kid's being a douche. And I'm not, and I'm like taking a shit.
Yeah.
You be like, hey, little motherfucker. Yeah. I would allow that.
I don't know if I would let you regañar Jorjito. Jorjito would probably regañar a ti. Yeah.
Then my dad will just like, even though I don't like tell him he can, like he'll just be like, I mean, not so much now because he's older, Lil Vic is, but like before, like he would just be like, no, mijo. And I'm like, dad, just, that's me. Like, he's not your son, he's mine, remember? Like,
no, because I regañar the fuck out of Aiden.
Well, you're the uncle. Like,
yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like Brie could regañar little Vic.
Oh yeah, for sure.
That's actually, what I'm saying.
Yeah. But okay. You said friends.
Like, no, because I'm thinking
Vanessa, like my both of my sisters, they could like tell them.
Because I regañar the fuck out of my. But also, like our friends don't really. A lot of my friends don't really have family. Mm. So technically, I mean, I don't fucking like shut the fuck up. Like
you want to though.
But yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Like my godson, he's a fucking niña, fool. Like fucking chillona, way. And I'd be like, stop fucking babying this. Like I'll tell my comadre, like, hey, fool, stop.
You regañar her.
Like, stop fucking, like, okay, you know what's crazy? That, and I'm pretty sure I probably did this. Like, my godson would be, like, with just all the guys, right?
Yeah.
And we'll pack him out in the middle. We'll, like, be play fighting with him or... He's just with the boys. His mom gets there and he becomes a fucking girl, dog. Like, oh, everything hurts him. And I'm like, fool. Like, what the fuck? Or I pass by when his mom's not looking and I just fucking hard as one. And he'll look back at me. And usually when his mom's not there, he won't cry.
Yeah, but when
she's there, yes. Oh, the fucking world is ending.
Because he just wants to hold his mom. Like, it's just, on purpose.
And I'm like, hey, you fucking little fucker. But I feel like with, like, the homie's owner's daughter, I wasn't like I can't regañarla, but I'd be like, Kayla, fuck your daddy. But she's already like 7, 8, so it's funny. Yeah. She'd be like, I'm gonna tell him, I said, fuck you. and then it's like,
I can only imagine you telling the boys that.
Oh my God.
Oh no, yeah. But see, you know what? It's a little different because to me, you're like older sis.
Yeah. So that would
like,
be funny.
So it's like, but like, or like Jorjito, yeah. I'll probably be like, man, tell your daddy his design sucks.
Yeah.
I feel like when he gets older, you're going to be like that too.
Yeah. Like at little Vic's age, the other day, I was like, yeah, tell your dad so good. He's like, no. Just like that. But like, that's how I am with my homie's kids.
Mm-hmm.
Or like for the homie be like, he be throwing his bombs up and shit. And then he'll he'll put fuck Eli, which is his son.
Oh my God.
But just like on some like cool, like that's kind of what we do.
Yeah.
But yeah, I be regañando the fuck out of my friend's kids. These little fucker don't get it together. I'd be like, fucking Chiona's kid, fool. Fucking Maria's daughter is fucking bad, fool. She's so bad.
Like what was she?
You
like
24 years old.
She be packing our little kids out of school.
Yeah.
And the other day.
Oh no.
And the other day she was like mad dogging me. And I was like, yeah. And her mom was looking, I just kicked her.
She gets it from you.
And then she got back up and she was mad at me again. And her mom wasn't looking and she had like little baby hair and I pulled it. And then her, but see, the active, she wants to like get down, you know?
Yeah.
And then her dad's like, hit him, mama, hit him. And she's like, and then we start packing out, me and Andy. But it's dope. It's cool.
Allegedly, no, yeah. And we do not condone.
No, child. It's all love. It's like, but obviously she's a girl, so we let her like.
That's even more.
That's why she bit the fuck out of me one time. She threw up on me before I deserve a little fucking little smack in the hand. You know what I'm saying? But yes, never. I was wondering because I was like.
It's all theoretical.
Nah, that shit's real. But it's like with love. They're like my nieces and nephews, you know?
No, I get it.
Like if my kid's acting like Fuletti, if my kid's acting bad as shit and you're right there, no. Hey, listen here, you little shit. My little something gonna fuck
not,
you.
Not everybody head. Like just hits kids.
No, don't hit
it. Like, cause I don't, like, I'll be honest, like whatever, I don't hit Vic. Like I don't, you know?
No, but also I think.
I know it's con cariño. Like, yeah, it's no, not totally, cariño. I understand that. But I'm saying like, so if I don't, like smack my kid around. Like, I'm not gonna. Jorjito smack last time was kicking like out anybody homies. Else's kid.
Yeah.
Jorjito's kicking out the homies.
He's a little boxer.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, yeah, you little fucker.
Yeah, he's different. Yeah. He's built different.
A little
you
right
hit
hook.
Him? You hit my son?
I like.
You hit my child?
I like tilted his head over, and he looked at me again. So he was like, what's up, man? But it's cool when kids are active. It's cool. But there is kids that are chiones, and I don't play with them.
Yeah.
And they be wanting to play. I'm not playing with you. You fucking
cry.
You fucking little
girl. You're 24 years old.
They want to get down though.
That's what like a 10-year-old would tell them.
They never wanted to squabble up. You gotta get out. You know what I'm saying? It just happened.
Yeah.
It's a.
You've
real
been
thing.
Like that way for your whole life, huh? You were probably squabbling with.
But were the older people like in your neighborhood doing the same thing to you?
Yes, I was. Yeah. The
okay,
youngest,
so you're just carrying on.
I was the youngest one. I was getting fucking smacked. Like fool. The homies were like fool. You just gotta do.
When
bash.
You got a fresh
yeah.
cut.
Yeah, they were like or like open chest, bow and shit like that. Like,
open
yeah.
chest.
I was
a
baby. I was younger than everybody by 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
So when they were in the ninth grade, I was 10.
Yeah.
So them fools were like, fool, you got to man up.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And that's just how I was. And it was always cutting your, like when Aiden was first born, it was the phase of throwing the cheese at the baby. I throw cheese at that little fucker.
I want to see that video. Can we insert that video? Yeah. You still have it?
I don't have it anymore. Like my niece asked me for pro clubs the other day. I was like, what the fuck?
Are you guys on Sunday? It's Easter.
Hey.
So last Easter, I think this clip we need to insert of Jakarta getting his foot.
Yeah, we broke Jakarta. That's the most racist I've ever heard Jakarta. He's like, you fucking Mexican.
Well, he's Indonesian, I mean, also,
and he got his foot broken. Or
yeah, everybody broke his foot. Somebody hopped on his back. Was it PZ?
No. Okay. So my family has a big tradition of like we play with the arena, but it gets.
Eggs with harina in it or just harina?
Eggs with harina, but then it gets...
The whole bag.
But then people bring bags in. And it gets carried away.
Yeah.
Very,
it gets violent.
It gets violent that year. Like, you get packed. Like, everybody already knows. Like, all my homies, they're like... Like, the homie, they're like, oh, but we can't wait for Easter, dog. Yeah. Because you could go with, like...
To talk about Jesus?
Yes. And to also get drunk and squabble up with
the harina. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The funniest thing about that whole thing with Jakarta was that he's Muslim and doesn't celebrate Easter.
Yeah, no.
So for him to be injured on that day was crazy. Just so, like, but this, ironic.
But this
like,
is
he's, like, he was just kicking it with y'all. Yeah.
But this is the beauty of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Like, where, like, he's very Muslim.
Right.
And I think even Easter is during Ramadan.
Yeah, I think so. Probably. Yeah,
yeah.
Ramadan's
going
on right now.
Yeah. Ramadan.
Yeah, shout out to Ramadan.
And he's big on it this month. And, you know, as like... Especially like,
damn, so he was fast. He's fasting and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think the homie's the most perfect Muslim.
Yeah.
And what's crazy is that his dad runs like the whole Indonesian community Muslims.
Yeah.
So it's like it's you would think like he, but he's Jakarta's just like a cool LA kid, you know. But he happens to be Muslim, so he tries his best. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that was at a time where he probably wasn't trying his best, and he's like, "Oh, Easter is cracking. We got tacos. We're doing it up, right?" And then when we broke his leg, he's like, I'm not even supposed to fucking be here. I don't even celebrate this shit.
That's crazy.
But yeah, it gets carried away. It like at first it starts cool, right? Everybody's eating, shot here, shot there. And Mexicans, we have this thing about getting drunk on days that are supposed to be super holy.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the beanbag race with all the kids. We make all the little fat kids go first.
Oh, that's
funny.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
But making those games for the kids is
Kids.
That's
do
like
it
core
up.
Memories for them.
Yeah, right? And we play football. We include the kids. dodgeball, my tías, the tíos. And it's cool because everybody brings friends of friends. You guys want to come?
Yeah.
But
I'm scared.
But, like, if you're going to come, don't have Jorge. Like, you got to warn. Warn. It's always
warning.
Cool. It's
warning.
Always, it's always cool to warn because, like, my sister's comadre had a friend that came, and she kind of got butthurt. And everybody was like, well, bitch, why you come?
Yeah.
Like, don't come. Like, there's a tradition we do.
Right.
So if you don't, like, everybody's a golf fool, and if you don't like it, get the fuck out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what I, and.
Like, probably she, don't bring, like,
and your Sunday's best. And she looked kind of amargada after it, and it kind of
fucked up. Why, they flowered her?
I think my mom cracked her. But it's like, well, like, I wish she would, like, I wish she would say something, like.
Yeah.
Don't, like, you can't get mad.
Why you come?
And like, that goes with anybody.
That's a fair warning. Like, literally, this is the definition of a fair warning.
We've had homies get mad, and after they get over it, but it's like, dick, why you get mad for, dog? Like,
yeah.
And I get it. If they don't warn you, and you just get a fucking, let's say you did
flower,
your hair all cool.
Yeah.
Like, I understand the reaction right away. But if you do invite somebody, warn them for, like, that's, and.
I feel like, can this be, like, in Fogo de Chao, where you could do the red or the green, like, if you want to play or if you don't want to play?
No, but everybody's
like, can you go and be, like, or, like, in the, what is it called, in Knots, where it's, like, haunt, no boo or boo?
No, no.
Like,
no,
you
no,
can
no,
say,
no.
Don't haunt me or
so
don't
like,
scare me.
So, example, like, we have a little cousin that be crying.
Yeah.
So, we just don't play with him. Like, but then you miss out on
what
the
about
fun.
You? Do you think people are afraid of you or, like, do you get got?
Fool, I got jumped in my vlog, fool.
Oh, okay.
By, like, 30 little kids, my sister, all the homies. Like, fool, there's no rules.
I think I want to do it.
You got to do it, but, like.
But I feel like I'll get targeted.
But you got to. Oh, yeah, because it's going to be like, oh, it's her first time.
Yeah.
But, like, don't wear a fucking brand new.
Well, it's Easter.
And don't bring your Louis Vuitton purse.
Yeah.
Like,
everything's going to get ruined.
Go in some Vans and some jeans and a nice tee.
High top Vans.
Yeah, high top Vans. Like, it's a go. Little kids is a go, fool. Lucito's a girl, fool. He's
gonna. No, not him.
Everybody is.
Why Lucito?
I know. Porito can take it, Luis. Yeah.
But it's dope because it's like the tías, fool. Like,
yeah.
The tías get God. And then it's always dope when there's like an older señora that, like, just sitting in the cut. She got invited by somebody. And one of us would just come behind there and crack her.
It got.
Bah! But obviously.
Who supplies it?
Everybody. So my brother-in-law Shorty's mom be making them, and then she'll sell them to us. Or it gets active and we start having the arena back.
Yeah, just
so. And then Jakarta, usually he's the first time he did it, he like snuck away, but we still got him. The second time, it's because it's easier to join.
Right.
Because now it's fun. But like now that I've been popping lately, I've been getting targeted like a motherfucker from like friends.
You deserve
friends.
Humble yourself.
Yeah.
But I've been getting full, it be getting cracking. My mom, se pasa de verga.
Is Jakarta gonna come again, knowing what happened last year?
Probably not. He's probably being a hyena.
Yeah.
But he'll come for the ambiente. Jakarta's about vibes.
Yeah.
So he's gonna be like, he's gonna get FOMO.
Yeah.
He's gonna be like, cause P's like, hey, fool, it's cracking this year. I'm ready. Like,
Vic, what are you doing for Easter?
Easter, I don't really have plans. I think my dad might have invited me. But we don't really have like a big Easter tradition.
What if we just roll up?
Pull up.
I don't want to get dirty. I hate getting dirty.
But that's the fun of it.
That's the fun part, bro. That's why.
No, it's usually like.
You need to let little Vic get dirty.
He's like the same as me. Like, it's just like, now we have it on our.
Well, look, you.
Oh, my manicure.
Yeah.
you know what's better? Like I, like dumbass went last year. They cracked it off on her. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All my sisters. Boom. Yeah. And then
that
the
would be
neighbors
hilarious.
Go. So everybody goes.
Is she going to go this year?
No. I don't know who's coming this year.
Aww, I haven't told her. Are you sad thinking that she was there?
Nah, fuck her. She be calling me. I mean, fuck you, homie. I'm on some.
But what if she calls you on Easter? Are you letting her play with your huevos?
If there's nobody else coming, yes.
Stop.
She could come play with the
the chocolate bunny.
For what do Peruvians call it?
Ají.
She can play with the ají and the huevitos. But like, if you like, let's say you do come on Sunday.
Yeah.
Bring a date. That shit would like. It would show her like your family vibes and just pretend we're like our cousins. And then you're gonna be like, yeah, bitch, this is what it is.
That would actually be fun. Like, some girl I date to see her in that element, just be all like.
Because you know what it shows when I'm there? Like, I brought a date before and she's like, dog, that was the most funnest time I've had in a long time. As long as she's not like stuck up.
Besides dumbass?
I think somebody else has came before.
Nothing is sacred with you motherfuckers.
But a fool,
it's fucking Easter. It should be for like important motherfuckers.
So that fool to come down and tell me himself. But let the, you should come. And if
I'm down to go, I have my Easter nails, so we gotta do something. Do you like my Easter nails, by the way?
Bro, and
shout out
and,
to my friend Leslie.
And those might break because you're leaving dirty, fool.
She has two nice cars.
Yeah.
Get a rental or Uber, and the Uber might not let you in, so you might be stuck. Have your dad drop you off in the van. Come, fool. Like, if you're not fool, because it comes with, you get what I'm saying? Like, yeah. it comes with the desmadre, fool. Like,
yeah. I have to. No, I know my husband. He'll have change of clothes. Well, he'll probably find a mobile shower or something.
Yeah. It's
it looks like you're gonna, like, after that, you have to take like a 45-minute shower to just get all that Ina off
and,
of you.
And you, like, can be like.
And who makes the food?
Everybody, like, so last year we had tacos and everybody matched it. Nice.
Tacos de harina?
Tacos de harina, dead near. But I think this year is more like potluck style.
Potluck
style. So I think, like, I'm gonna probably buy some pizza. I'm gonna probably buy like 10, 15 pizzas for the kids. I think my mom's, Erica's cooking. All my aunts are cooking. And then it's kind of more like, it's kind of like an unwritten rule. Like, if you're inviting friends, make sure you tell them to bring something to them.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you're just coming, you know what I'm saying?
Or else they're targeted.
Yeah, and fool, but I'm telling you, it's like the funnest fucking time ever. You guys should definitely come to see.
We're going. I'm gonna
bring a date, fool.
Think about it.
It's oh my god, you're such a girl. Yeah. But you know what? If you do decide to come, you're fucked. Because I'm gonna let everybody know how you were fucking judging us.
Okay. I'm not judging
that
you.
You don't want to mess up your money.
I live for it. Every time I see, because you vlog it every year, it's fun. Yeah. But I like to watch it, not just be inside of it.
You know what? Like, one time it happened to us. And when we lived back on the block on Douglas, and we went out to my madrina's house on Adams during, like, the mid-city area, and we got back home, and when we got home, they had gave us a letter that the hot water was turned off for the whole building.
Oh, shit.
We had to shower in cold water with harina. And you know, like,
oh, like,
you want to, like, get every single.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the night, it's everybody's everywhere. Pisteando, and even though you try to go wash your face,
it doesn't matter. You're all over your neck.
So you go home dirty. The number one thing you want to do is, like, who's showering first?
Yeah.
And it's like, but you live in an area now where you can leave your shoes and your clothes outside.
That's true.
And then rent.
True.
So that's the full Vic.
We're doing it.
Bring a date, fool.
I'll think about it. I'm going to give it strong consideration.
Think about it. Do we have any shout-outs? Do you guys have any Brown Bag shout-outs?
You know what? I met a lot of people at Beyond this weekend.
Nice.
And they were like, shout-out Brown Bag. You know what? I've been terrible at keeping names and stuff like that. But
you know what? It's because we've missed doing the shout-outs, so yeah, I know we probably, like, forgot. But
yeah. We want to bring them back. But there's a lot of people that, like, we have one from Jeff's family. Anna Banana. That's
Jeff's
the classic
cousin.
Name, huh? She's like a big fan, Jeff. Fire.
Shout out Anna.
What city is she from? Banana. The Valley?
She lives in the Valley, but she's from LA.
From LA.
Hey.
What part of LA?
Like LA, like South Central.
Yeah. Oh, she's from South Central. Mm-hmm. Shout out Anna Banana.
More
that's
LA
probably
than you. Shout out Anna Banana. Hey, shout out my girl Leslie, who did my nails. Like, very, like, cute.
Oh, those are dope.
It matters. Having your, like, holidays are good with girls because it's like, oh, that's something to look forward to, get your little nail design.
Yeah.
Vic still getting Easter baskets?
Yes. Yeah. He loves Easter
little
baskets.
Vic?
Yep.
Yeah.
His mom's making him one as we speak.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
His mom's making it as we speak.
Food, look, to make your life easier, so you have to worry about a kid, just leave him at his mom's for Easter.
I think they have plans. Yeah, I think he's going to go.
Damn, fool,
bro, you're
going to
be alone. Go. He's really scared of the flower.
Do you
really
want to
be
with Michi and Chi-Chi's?
Yes. No. it's the thing is, like, we just don't have like a tradition. Like, I wish.
But now
Uno
you do.
Ah, no.
Fool, Vic, get
the I'm going to think about it. I'm going to think about it.
Can we?
Because I'm going to get, okay, it's my first time. I'm not stupid. I'm going to get super fucking targeted.
Bro.
Okay.
It's also going to be our first time.
Yeah.
Yaelin is going. It'll
but
be
you guys
want to
come?
Time.
Hey, you guys could come this year too, by the way.
Yaelin, go.
Yaelin,
is Jorge going to get dirty?
You don't got parents, pull up.
Well, it's not untrue. Yaelin, go.
The truth should never be deceived.
If Yaelin goes,
disrespectful. Oh, I don't know what to
do. I'm down.
Vic, nah, don't put that on me.
Yeah.
Yaelin will go.
Okay, I'll go. But Vic has to go.
Ah.
But look, Vic. But look, Vic.
It'll be a bunch of new people.
No, but it's dope.
But I'm going to like, I know the homies.
But
you're going to crack me.
Don't worry about the homies.
The way Vic runs, he's going to get.
I know. You see me in action. You see my fat ass run.
But look.
Why you look at his fat ass running while he's ready?
But look, to make it easier, fool, look. Look, don't make it just about you. Invite Big Swift and and sound cheesy and be like, hey, look, yeah. Fuduno has this tradition. All we got to do is bring some food.
Yeah.
The potluck vibes come vibe out. Maybe leave your kids with someone. Because I think for you guys, like, you kind of, like, Leti's obviously, like, super mom mode, but you, like, obviously, if it's going to be with the mom,
yeah,
you get to enjoy, like, how we do.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the boys, and you're going to take shots with my brother-in-laws.
You're going to have fun.
Of course I'm going to have fun.
But I get what you're saying. This was like, before you wear a hat. So
I'm not going to wear a hat that day.
No. Come in all white.
Well, no, wear
a... Pretend it's a Diddy white party. No,
think about this.
Another one?
No. And the women are going to go somewhere else. But look, what I'm saying is, like, wear a hat, but wear a fucked up one. So if they do start attacking, they're going to hit the hat at first. So then when they go, like, take his fucking hat off, quítale la gorra, the gorra's going to come off.
Fucking sounds violent.
and then it goes cracking. But yeah, fool, I always go with the intention, like, I know I'm going to be dirty. I'll wear, like, some nice little basketball shorts, some fucked up Air Forces. And I still look fly, but then I just know what if I know what's coming with And then we're not going to break your leg. I mean, I don't have no promises, but if it does happen, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
But with the kids, they don't go like extra hard. Like, they're still babies, technically. Mm-hmm. They're like 4-3.
Yeah, please. Be
nice. Oh, yeah, they go nice on them. But like if it'll
it vacay, sounds fun. Like it's like, I'm with the shits. Like, I've had water balloon fights, all that shit. You know what
it's
I'm saying?
It's way funner than water balloon fights.
It's funner than water balloon fights? Because water balloon fights fucking fun,
dog. They're fun, but it's like, it goes away. This shit lasts about 2 hours.
Have you guys seen the video of when Sweetie was with Quavo and he hit her with the snow and then she got all mad?
Oh, yeah.
That's Vic. Vic is a baddie. He does not want to be, like, don't touch me.
Once I'm dirty, it's all bets are off. Okay. Now I'm on the offensive. Like, now... But, you know, I'm gonna go there and fucking crack myself, dog.
No, but yeah.
I'm just standing in the middle. Ah, I'm crazy.
Fucking fun. This fucking rules
insane. Fucking crack myself, homie.
Michael. By the reason, you're gonna make an entrance.
Exactly.
Let people know that I fuck with you.
Yeah, I'm gonna get it cracked off.
See, that's like the thing that everybody's eating. And everybody's drinking.
Oh, for
like,
there's suspense?
So everybody...
You don't know when it's going to start.
You don't know when it's going to start?
And then one person cracks it off.
It's like a fucking murder mystery.
But you know what goes crazy for my mom?
Really?
Se pasa de verga, fool. She's no like... Way. She'll... And my uncle, fool, they'll have big ass harina bags in their cars. Yeah. And then what they'll do is they'll pour them a little sandwich. They'll slang them like it's fucking cocaine. And it's crazy because other families in the park look at you crazy. Mm-hmm.
Well, like, yeah, because everybody has fucking white powder all over them.
Yeah, and it's like, hey, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
But Fuego gets nuts. You guys are more than welcome to come, like I said.
Send me that. It's probably by my crib now. Anyway.
You know, it's not too far from your house.
Yeah.
You guys are more than welcome to come, you know what I'm saying? Just, like I said, be prepared. Don't be a dick. If not, get the fuck out, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it's a great fucking time. And I'm excited. Letty's going to be there.
Yeah,
oh, you're going. Fucked.
We're going.
You're super fucked.
You'd be surprised. I'm going to be like, Elf.
and you never want to throw them. Because they won't crack the same.
I'm gonna throw.
You want to get up and close and personal and just.
My thing is the preparation is where I don't want to, like, I have to prepare, like, with make my own eggs. So if I can, like, purchase them from somebody, that
I'll send you the link or the number of the señora.
Okay.
Hey, señora, necesito fucking 5 baskets of eggs.
5 baskets of eggs.
And they get cracking.
What if I bring an Easter bunny?
You're still for no limits are off.
Make sure it's not the
that's what my get. Food.
Make sure it's not the characters from last time.
Oh yeah, that's crazy.
Took a smoke break.
That part.
For last year, the fucking Taco Man got cracked.
Oh, that's fucked up.
No, he was like, all right.
That was episode 132.
Cheers.
Happy Easter. Happy opening day.